Hey, yo. Yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. Off the wire. With Al Friedas.
So, Russ, you would think that August Alsina, Trey Songz, and Chris Brown were boys, especially after they did the remix of I Love This Ish.
Right.
But apparently that's not true. This is what August had to say about Trey in a recent interview with Wrap Up.
Me and Trey, I don't really fuck with Trey like right now. Like we don't get along right now. We ain't on the same page, you know what I'm saying? He did some other shit and we just don't rock. As far as Chris, that's my nigga. Like that's love. Like I know Chris, I spoke to him a while ago. He going through what he going through, his situation, and I just always try to uplift him with positivity and love, you know? So
okay, so I think the thing he's talking about that Trey did that he doesn't like is Trey supposedly got mad because they were basically doing a show together and Trey found out that he was opening up for August Alsina. He was like, oh, no, I ain't opening up for him. I'm a bigger star.
Why would they do that?
Well,
and August wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Well, yeah, but so that pissed August off. He's like, this boy's egoed out. I don't do that.
August is not anywhere near Trey.
No, that's true.
And Trey should not be opening up for anybody.
Well, so the show. Well,
just keep it real.
Well, he would open up for Chris Brown.
Else went down.
Trey Songz Seems would open up
more
for Chris
personal
Brown.
Than
I think,
that.
I think there's something that went down where a record might have took a riff or something. Because R&B. You know, R&B singers, man, that was my riff.
Exactly. That could be it.
Yeah. Or his girl. Or you never know. Yeah. Never know. Might have been a woman. But he says the show, like, it didn't happen because Trey Songz was like, I ain't going on after you. So,
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with that.
Trey Songz is a bigger star.
He is a bigger star.
Much bigger.
If it was all three of them, it would be Chris Brown, Trey Songz,
August
and then
Alsina
August Alsina.
August has one song. You don't open up for a guy to get one song.
Exactly.
even though it's a hit.
And August Alsina, I like him a lot.
I like him, too.
You know? But I'm just saying, that doesn't sound right.
It's not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's safe to say that Bobby Christina's family does not like her choice in men. TMZ is reporting that Nick got a serious ass kicking from somebody in the Houston family after he showed up at Bobby Christina's cousin's Sweet 16 party. Everybody was all dressed up in black tie. This boy wore a hoodie. So at least the family member waited until after the party was over and then issued the beatdown. The two continued the beef over Twitter, where Bobby Christina's hubby called him a hating ass in. So in response, the family member tweeted, he's still kind of sore from that last trip I sent him on, shaking my head. Wow. I tried to tell him to buckle up. That is hilarious.
Wow.
Yes, I love it. So Nicki Minaj wants that case against her for her song Starships dismissed. She says, well, they say she lifted parts of that song. Nicki says she never even heard that song. Y'all believe that?
She might not have heard it.
It might have been somebody else.
The producer, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nicki, how about this? Her mom is following in her footsteps. Just released her first song. Yes, her mom is singing now. I don't know if she's ready. It's a gospel electronic dance song. That could be hot. We might have to play that for our inspirational song one morning. The rest might be hot.
All right.
Okay. And Pharrell is happy. He didn't win the Oscar, but his song is on the top of the iTunes charts in like 60 different countries. Plus, he's starting a new t-shirt line. It's going to be exclusive. He's only making 500 shirts. I know he's sending something to me. And we're talking about that new show called Empire.
Right.
So everybody's in this. Everybody in
Terrence Howard.
I was going to say whose name I can't think of.
Everybody that was in Hustle and Flow.
Basically. Taraji P. Henson. Lee Daniels is going to, from The Butler, he's going to direct the film. Mm-hmm. And now they say Timbaland is doing the music. So it's going to be on Fox, so that could be hot.
Right.
And Russ, do we care about this? Remember Jay-Z and Linkin Park did a collabo album called Collision Course? They're re-releasing it next month, so I don't know. I didn't think it was all that hot, though. Really? Yeah. All right, maybe I have to listen to it again. I'm Al Friedas. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com and hit me up via Twitter @FriedasFlix.
Thanks, girl.
Por nada.